Hi everyone, my name is Allison Sinagra, and this podcast is called Is There Gender Bias in Medicine? And this episode is going to discuss on whether or not there is gender bias when it comes to how both of the sexes respond to drugs and other such tests. So, for this segment, I chose an article written by a science correspondent named Hannah Devlin, and she called it Most Biomedical Studies Fail to Report If Results Differ by Sex. In this article, she discusses that nearly three quarters of biomedical studies fail to report whether outcomes differ for men and women. The reasoning for this was because, according to many studies and clinical trials, excluding women is justified on the basis of their physiology being less stable due to their menstrual cycle, and also because they posed greater health risks than men when it comes to certain drugs. With this happening, there has been a strong push for women to now be especially included in clinical trials, but according to Devlin, even then, still, there is that ever-present male bias that has increased not only in animal and cell culture studies, but in medical and anatomy textbooks that consider the male body the norm, with 70% of anatomical drawings male and 10% female. This frustrating information can lead us back to discussions made in class on topics such as sexism and androcentrism. This relates to the class discussion of sexism because there is a very clear discrimination of women on their sex/physiology when it comes to medicine, and androcentrism because there is a very obvious factor of men being privileged as being used to understand the world by being the face of both medical and anatomy textbooks more than women are used. Overall, this article to me seems to reinforce traditional gender roles, with the man being the face of the world and how we come to understand it. When I first read this article, I found myself surprised, but then after reading it again, I found myself frustrated to realize what I had been oblivious to seeing before. Men are more commonly used in testing in medicine and are used more prominently in medical textbooks, even today. What I am hopeful for in the future is to see more women used in medicine, such as in trials and studies, as well as being the face of upcoming medical research and textbooks. With that said, that is all I have for today, everyone. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, and I hope you listen again.